I'm Dustin Dwyer in Detroit, where members of the United Auto Workers are still stinging from what they felt was a clear political attack last night by Senate Republicans who blocked aid for Detroit carmakers. This morning, outside a Chrysler stamping plant in Warren, Michigan, just north of Detroit, workers could hardly hide their disgust.
I think it's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic.
Mike Garner was coming off his shift just as the sun came up. He says workers on the overnight shift were still adjusting to the news that senators voted against saving the car companies.
We're very somber and concerned, of course, as we should be. But we're terribly disappointed in the Republicans who constantly want to decimate the work class. It seems to us that their main objective here is to destroy or bring down organized labor. The unions. That seems to be their target.
Even after the White House said it would be irresponsible to further weaken the economy by allowing bankruptcy, those in the union were still reeling from what they perceived to be a direct attack. At 10 this morning, UAW leaders held a news conference at the union's headquarters. Their UAW president, Ron Gettelfinger, said all of his attempts to make concessions to Senate Republicans last night had failed.
This was just simply subterfuge on the part of the minority and the Republican Party who wanted to tear down any agreement that we come up with.
And Gettelfinger said he had evidence the Republicans were targeting the union.
I have in my hand a document that was provided to us.
Gettelfinger held up what he said was an email, though the to and from were blacked out when he got it. But he said it instructed Republican supporters to pay back the union for helping to elect Democrats.
Republicans should stand firm and take their first shot against organized labor instead of taking their first blow from it.
Republicans in the Senate say their real goal is to protect the taxpayer by making sure that GM and Chrysler make the necessary changes to be competitive. And the senator said the Detroit companies couldn't do that unless they had total parity on wages with Toyota and Honda. Most analysts say the real difference in compensation is measured not in wages, but in pension and health care costs. But many workers still felt they were being punished by mostly Southern Republican senators who they say want to break the union and help the foreign-owned car companies who are building cars in their states. Rodney Scott has worked at Chrysler for 15 years.
They seem to have preset judgments already what they want to happen to us. They want to just see us go by the wayside and let the foreign companies come in and take over the country. If they feel that's good for our country, then these men all need to be voted out of office.
But now the UAW and all the hundreds of thousands of workers who depend on the Detroit auto industry are counting on another Republican from a southern state to save them, the president. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Detroit.